This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 209 for Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Tuesday morning in the first day of trading for 2023. The March canola contract gains $12.10 at $877.90 per ton, and the March contract advances $11.10 at $873.70. Support for canola is coming from good upticks in Chicago soy oil, along with increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are weighing on values. Global crude oil prices are somewhat weaker, putting a little bit of pressure on vegetable oils. The long-range weather outlook for the prairies is calling for above-normal temperatures and little precipitation. Much of the region is already quite dry. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.48 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.83. The United States Department of Agriculture will release its monthly fats and oils report this afternoon. The trade is calling for the November soybean crush to be almost 197 million bushels, which would be up 6 million from a year ago. The USDA will also release its grain inspections report later this morning and its grain crushings report this afternoon. Although the weekend brought some rain to Argentina, the weather forecast is calling for a return to the hot and dry weather. Brazil is exempting the federal tax on diesel and biodiesel for the rest of 2023, while gasoline and ethanol are exempt for 2 years. Ukraine says its corn exports for the first half of this marketing year are up 15.7% at more than 12.5 million tons. However, at 8.4 million tons, Ukraine's wheat exports tumble 47% from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The March contract loses 4 cents at $15.20 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly 2/3 of a cent at 64.71 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down 5.80 at 465.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the March contract dipping 1.5 cents at 6.77 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract down 3 cents at 364. The U.S. wheat complex is also lower, as Chicago March gives up 3.5 cents at 788.5. Kansas City March gives up 6 cents at 882. And Minneapolis March falls 9 cents at 930. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 3rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.